Hello, welcome to Dealer's Choice, where every week there's a dealer and it is their choice. And this week, the choice was, of course, the classic movie Pearl Harbor.
Mm. Wait a minute.
Let me backtrack into this conversation.
Three of us watched the movie Pearl Harbor at a separate time and then came together to talk. I'm kidding. I just wanted to fuck with Zach. Because it's a guest episode, so there's actually four of us here. Hello, Jake. Welcome to the show.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to this week's episode of The Mate Debate, where you could fight to be right.
As always, he can do the intro.
It's the friend fight.
Right. I'm joined by my guest host. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hello. Hello.
Would you have been mad if we wanted to talk about Pearl Harbor right now and we all watched it?
If we'd all watched Pearl Harbor, I would be mad, yeah. But because we didn't.
But like, what if we'd all watched it together?
I'd be so happy.
Yeah, right.
I'd be so fine with that.
We watched the 1991 movie, Backdraft, starring Kurt Russell in two roles and yes. Everyone else in a singular role.
Yes.
Jake, why did we watch Backdraft today? You can tell the truth or you can lie. We all know the reason.
because I really like this movie and it's the movie I chose to watch today.
No,
and
yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
get Live. Chosen for any other reason.
Live.
Yeah. All because Live. Fire, Ice and Dynamite was crap.
I don't know. The 2 minutes I saw of Fire, Ice and Dynamite was insane.
Why do you only see 2 minutes of Fire, Ice and Dynamite, Zach?
So, Backdraft. Backdraft, backdraft, backdraft.
Why is it called Backdraft? Is it a football movie?
You've seen it.
Yeah, I'm being the audience. What's it about? What is Backdraft about? And why is it not football?
So Backdraft is the 90s firefighter movie by Ron Howard. And I feel like those two things that I've just said, that should describe the movie perfectly. I feel like anyone who understands what Ron Howard does and what a firefighter does should maybe see a visual of this movie and they'll understand what's going on.
But there's no Tom Hanks in this. Because it's not the Da Vinci Code.
Or Jim Carrey.
It really is not the Grinch. 90s firefighter. If you Google 90s firefighter movie, Backdraft is
the only one that's going to take it up. Yeah.
What firefighter movies have we had since then? I don't know.
There's the 11 best firefighter movies of all time list, which only The Brave, which was in 2017.
That might be. Burn I know there's one with Jake Gyllenhaal about 9/11.
9/11, 2022?
Maybe.
But I know there's Ladder 49.
Ladder 49, yeah, that's the one that's hit.
Fire trapped on the 37th floor.
But they're honestly not a ton of firefighter
Ladder
movies.
Ladder 49, there it is.
Compared to, like, I suppose it's just.
Was that Travolta in that movie?
Morgan's on a journey.
I don't think it's true. It looked a bit like
Jake, thanks for showing this because I had watched Backdraft once and it was a while ago and I think Backdraft was fucking sick and I haven't thought about it until I walked in and you were like, we're watching Backdraft.
No. Let's tell the truth. You walked in, was like, oh, do we have to watch Pearl Harbor? we'll watch Backdraft.
The boys have been threatening me with Pearl Harbor for like months. And today I was told that we would be watching Pearl Harbor and I came in grumpy.
So next time we're going to tell you we're watching something else and then we'll spring Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, run you.
Next time you need to tell me there's a different guest and then have Jake walk in.
Next time we're just saying we're playing D&D and it's me and Josh bringing Pearl Harbor.
That would be very funny.
Oh God, I'd be so panicked. I'd be like a trapped rat. Like, what, bought my shit? Why did you do this?
But we're not talking about Pearl Harbor today.
No.
Harbor. Not talking about Pearl Harbor. What was it? Positives, negatives? What do we like about this movie?
Did we actually say what Backdraft is about?
No. Yeah, it's about a backdraft. It's about firemen.
Alex, can you give like a three-act description about Backdraft?
Well, it starts with Daddy Firefighter's death. Really emotional.
You can actually track this movie in fireman deaths.
Yeah. So we have Kurt Russell.
Yep.
First spoilers. In the 70s.
Yep, in the 70s.
Playing,
carks it.
Playing the dad.
Done.
Carks it in front of his young son.
Yep, done.
Which, what an arrogant move to bring your son to a fire that you know there is a chance you could die at.
You really fucked it.
Yeah, like
honestly. It's like, I'm going to bring my kid along and then you died.
But also leave your other son standing there looking sad in another fire jacket going, yeah, you're staying. Yeah, I'm bringing this one.
I'm playing favourites and only one of my children get to witness my death.
Like, really, this is a movie about family. And generational trauma.
It's about generational trauma. It's about relationships between brothers. It's about firefighters. It's about the alluring facet of fire.
So we have. Well, I didn't know if you, but fire is the fifth character.
Did fire get credited?
Nah, unfortunately not. Did a fire. Lot of the heavy lifting in this film.
Yeah, it really did.
Fucking A. We said Kurt Russell dies.
Yep.
1970. And then we jump 20 years into the future. And both his sons are now firefighters.
Well, one's a firefighter.
Son is an experienced, like, lived in lieutenant. And younger son has just graduated.
Yep. Just a little cadet.
And there's a string of somewhat suspicious fires that are happening across the city. And in the midst of it all, the brothers are engaged in a kind of emotional battle.
Will they, won't they?
No. Yeah, there is kind of,
yeah. Well, will they reconcile?
Will
or
they?
Or won't they?
Will one of them get the bad shower head tonight in the showers?
Well, we certainly saw a full-on shower scene.
That's probably good.
Yeah.
Is that good enough?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
And do we want to say before we do, like, spoilers and all the goods and bads, would you
this
recommend...
This movie came out 30 years ago.
Yeah, fucking A. Would you recommend watching this movie?
It's fun. I think it's good fun.
It's fucking
fun. If you can figure out how the Binge UI works then, and you can find this movie on Binge, then go ahead.
Oh, fucking A.
If you can figure out how to turn the subtitles off and get the audio to play properly, then yeah. Wait, I don't think we're going to be sponsored by Binge.
No,
we've kissed that boat goodbye.
Fuck, damn, I do love that Murdoch money.
Hook it to my veins, yeah, much like the fire.
Yeah. Alex, what was your favorite fire?
My favorite fire?
Yeah.
That's actually a good...
Which one, which visual representation?
Well, I was going to say, Jake, as the connoisseur,
As sommelier, the dealer of this movie.
As the resident lover of fire.
What's your favorite fire from this movie?
I do love fire. The last one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Big action blowout scene. Yeah. It's pretty fucking sick.
Yep.
Yeah. Not fair. Morgan?
I like the one where he rescues the mannequin.
Yeah, that's mine too, I think.
Alex?
It's a good fire.
That one's a good one, but because Morgan's taken it and taken mine, I will say the backdraft in the office complex.
Where
guy gets Darth Vader.
Okay, firefighter gets got. Okay, that's pretty good. I like the fire that Robert De Niro starts.
In the bin? Oh, no, the other one.
In the building that's already been burned.
Burning evidence.
Yeah.
Does it count as arson if the building's already been burnt?
That was the question. Yeah. That was the question.
It's a great question. I don't think it does.
No.
He didn't do any more damage than what was already there.
See, we're just going to get Morgan on the jury.
Yeah. But if it can burn again, does that mean there is some fuel? So he has damaged it?
Yeah,
it's
definitely arson. It's a 100% arson. It's just a...
You can't prove that.
It's interesting because this movie is a firefighter movie, but it really is just like a crime mystery as well.
Yeah, it is.
Because it has some red herrings that I think that sells quite well, and I was pretty happy with them.
Yeah, I was thinking one thing for a lot of the film.
I know. I was like watching it going, it keeps confirming that this is the dude. This has got to be the dude.
And then they pull the rug out from underneath me, and I was like,
there's a night.
Yes.
Which, a bit sad, but that's fine. All right, so best fires, they're done. That's good. I'm glad we've all come onto different fires.
Mm. Yeah. Worst fires.
Worst fires. Worst fires. All right. I'll start. Rubbish bin fire. Great thing about Backdraft, these are 100% all different fires that appear in the movie. Alex?
Was there a birthday? No, there wasn't. Birthday candles.
What about the cigarette fires that every firefighter had?
That was going to be my one. I liked the guy coughing after putting out a fire whilst he lights his cigarette.
Oh my God, yeah, man. Holy shit.
It's very good. He's like, I need to get some of that good cigarette air in my lungs.
Some of that good shit.
My least favorite fire was the fire under the frying pan that had all the jelly in it.
Jelly fucking kid. Oh, I don't think I've ever seen that in any movie ever. I've never seen anyone try to cook jam.
Yeah, that was insane.
Like, I know you cook jam.
But it was mixed in with, like, he just cracked an egg and then he put the jam in.
With the eggshell.
But also, like, what was he trying to make?
Do you think that... So we're talking about a scene where Kurt Russell thinks he's gotten back together with his ex-wife. And in fact, she, like, kicks him
and
out.
And he has his one interaction with his kid.
Do you think that she walked in, saw the jam, and she's like, he's not a parent. I cannot have this man in my household. I am not cleaning up jam pan again.
Yeah.
Half of my pans are ruined.
Do you know how much I spent on that jam? Dude, it was good jam.
That's why she's like, I can't do this anymore. Because it's not the fires, it's not like the risk to his life. Fucking it's jam just pans. Jam pan.
This pan is full of jam.
I'll be honest, there's so much more good in this movie than I thought. Going in, I was like, I'm loving so much of it. Even all the little details and all the little scenes were so much fun to watch.
Mm.
Especially because I still believe Billy Baldwin can't act.
It's very obvious when he's sharing a scene with all these like powerhouses.
I know.
And then even in the end, when he's just with some unnamed dude in the fire engine, and you're like, this new kid's pulling his weight. And Billy Baldwin just
looks like he has no idea what's going on.
Yeah. favorite Baldwin.
Favorite Baldwin.
Alec.
Well, do we want favorite scene where Billy Baldwin does express emotion?
Yeah,
because there's only a couple of them.
There is only a couple. The scene at the boat.
The scene at the boat absolutely is pretty good. The scene on the roof where he's fighting his brother. What's the scene where he finally like shouts and he screams and he's like, "You can't."
Yeah, that's on the roof after his brother cut his leg open pretty bad.
After his brother nearly murdered him over the side of the staircase.
Yeah.
But then cried about a cut leg.
I know. Oh, fucking A. Okay, actually, positives. Positives, my big positive. The gore in this movie is legit.
It's good gore.
Yeah. It is good gore.
Good dead bodies, good actual, like... Yeah. Like, good, great dead bodies, and good, like kind of the Ridley Scott thing where they'll actually show, like, a wound and you'll go, oh!
It's yeah, and then the tone will be it'll be like a dead body there, and then they'll be like joking around.
The tone is a lot of the best.
There's like they're looking at a dead body as part of an investigation, and then it's like focusing on the being funny that he has to hold it up. It's like love this.
Oh man,
and
the respect for human life is just down here.
Oh, it's great.
And the line just before that, it's like he's not going to sell you insurance. What are you worried about?
Oh fuck yeah!
Actually, that tone goes away as soon as the firefighter gets maimed.
Yep. The firefighter is the important one. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What were you going to say, Jake?
De Niro's back talking about gore. We're all like, ooh, good burn. Never gets mentioned again.
No.
He's putting on a shirt. You go, ooh, he's burnt. Mm. And you don't hear about it.
I think it's implied that Donald Sutherland's character did it.
No, yeah.
Because he has that, it's like, oh, talk about the one on, like the one between you and me on this street. And he's like, I don't want to talk about that. I think that's what it's implying there.
He says there was a phosphorus burn. I know that phosphorus burns like incredibly hot and incredibly bright. Like it used to be like a military thing. It was really bad. But he's saying that he started that fire and he got burnt in that fire. And then De Niro saved him from that fire and he got burned over like 90% of his body because of it. Yeah,
But he's still got the looks.
Yeah, he still saved his face, which honestly, that's the game. He didn't get away like Darth Vader.
No,
that's why you wear your gas mask. You gotta save.
Didn't save him though. He had the gas mask on. Maybe don't wear the gas mask. That's what Kurt Russell figured out.
Well, that is one of my big negatives of the whole film is of his ability to not have oxygen.
He never coughs up once.
No.
He's got lungs of, like, steel.
But he says to Billy, he's like, hold your breath before he runs into that room.
Yeah.
Deep breath. And then Billy falls over again.
Oh, yeah. So good.
He's
consistent. Spends a lot of time on the ground.
Consistent with his falls.
Yeah, Billy, like, he just eats shit so much.
It's he wasn't so very good at being a firefighter. And I think he actually was very good when he got to go and be an inspector. But then, spoiler alert, he then just becomes a firefighter. Like,
yeah.
Well, I guess he does that heroic thing with the hose.
Mm. Yes.
Shoves it up his ass. I'm kidding.
That's my brother.
That was a different scene.
That's my brother. It is good that like nepotism exists even back in the 90s. That if you were the son of a firefighter, you can just jump on the back of a truck and put a jacket on. You're fine. You can fight the fire.
Yeah, and you know the respect that your dad got just automatically transfers to you.
I mean, if you're gonna get all the debt, you may as well get the respect as well, you know?
Yeah. True. That, you know, that 4-month course to become a firefighter is very expensive.
To then turn up drunk to your first fire.
That's right. That's right.
With the fucking dead guy's body in the fucking car.
That was my answer right to best acting from Billy Baldwin when he was drunk at the bar. I think he was really putting on. He really hit it hard at the start. But then again, he was playing a drunk person, which is probably on the easier end of it. He probably just showed up to work drunk that day.
All right. Favorite, like, unintentionally comedic scene?
Oh,
because I've got one in my head. But
yeah,
I've got one too.
Who wants to go first?
Zach, go.
Okay. Yeah. The shower scene is so funny.
Yeah.
Because it's just two very, like, homoerotic guys. Like, there's the toad right there, the steady edge to each other. But one of them is just getting blasted in the face with the worst shower head ever. And every line he has, and he speaks a lot in this scene.
He does.
Every line he has to say, he has to spit out
water.
Like a liter of
he
water.
He was intelligible the whole time,
I know.
Though. Like, it was
he
really.
Was doing a good job.
He nailed it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But he must have been pissed off if they had to take that, like, several times. Can you? He's like, do I have to be under the shower head that I'm just getting sprayed at? Do I need to be here? And Ron's like, yeah, it's the scene. Yeah, that's what I need from the fucking scene, man.
And maybe that's where Billy got the thing not to act.
Just let the others go.
Ron was like, you're fucking up this take so many times. Stop it. Then for the whole film, he stopped.
They have the scene where Billy shouts and Ron Howard's just like, look, we'll leave it in this time, but fucking hell, man. I've told
Rain
you.
It in.
I've told you.
My favorite non-comedic scene is when he spirits his girlfriend off the boat somehow. Like, let's get out of here. And it's like, you're on a boat. And then it immediately cuts to them out of there.
I was fully expecting them to go to, like, the bowels of the boat. Like, somewhere, like, private. But no. he just jumps to the fire station.
Hey, guys, it's like we're all, like, on the boat in the middle of the bay. And it's just like, let's get me off this boat. This is the oldest firehouse in, like, immediate cut. Just like, this is the oldest firehouse in Chicago. Oh, you're God. Like, how did you get there?
So hot.
And, like, all the vehicles to choose to have sex on. A fire truck that, like, he is aware could just go to a fire.
If you rocked up at a scene, Jake, and then you were doing your thing, and then a couple just clambers down off the top of your Ambo, and you know, and, like, they clearly just had sex. How are you reacting to that?
Jake,
you've seen Backdraft.
And then you high five.
You're like unspooling like gauze and it's just a bra.
Yeah.
Oh, goddamn, man.
It didn't look comfortable.
I don't understand how like ratings worked back then, because this is not an M movie these days. There's sex. There's like pretty brutal gore.
Mm.
This would absolutely be high. Like this would have been a movie that parents took their kids to. And it's fucking M. It's crazy to me.
And let alone all the fire.
Always a fun thing to look at is the parent's guide on IMDb.
Yes.
Sex and nudity, mild.
It was mild.
Violence and gore, moderate.
Yeah.
All the DVD profanity says moderate. Is M15 plus medium level coarse language. But I can't even remember
was there
that.
Any swearing? Yeah, I don't think there was any swearing in this movie.
You're my fucking brother.
Two men are seen from behind in the shower cleaning up after a fire. Both rear ends are clearly visible, as well as one of the men's pubic hair.
And one is being waterboarded.
A man lies with a woman in bed with one of her legs. I love this stuff, man. With one of her legs wrapped around him and they passionately kiss.
Nice.
They continue to caress for several more seconds. Sex is implied. A man finds a woman bra inside of a fire truck.
Is this just does this exist?
Yeah, yeah,
that's
a parent's guide.
It's a parent's guide.
That's
amazing. One of my friends at work said he always checks the parent's guide for a movie because it really tells you a lot about it. And they're very funny.
Like,
is that guide for watching with your children or guide for watching with your parents?
Well, it's a bit of both.
You go either way, to be honest.
What does Saltburn say?
Well, we'll get that up in a minute.
Violence and gore, moderate. A dead man's body is seen with its head embedded into a car's windshield. Blood is shown. That's a bit more than moderate, I think.
That was a great scene because that was the first, like, I was enjoying the movie. I was like, oh, this is fun. This is funny. This is goofy night. And then that, I was like, that happened. And you see the dead body. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
That's like, the tone.
Yeah, that was like practical effects wise. I was pretty fucking happy with it.
And yeah, the effects are great.
Mm. Mm. You can see why it was nominated for Best Visual Effects in the year that it was. You can also see why it lost to Terminator 2, but that was...
What were you going
to
say, Jay?
No.
No, don't worry.
Unintentionally funny moment.
Following on from teleporting to the fire truck was just talking about hay bales. His love of fire trucks and how they're horse drawn and see that hatch. That's where they kept the hay.
So
and
hot.
She's just ready for
she's
it.
She's eating it up.
Yeah. Oh, she was there. She was there for it. Fuck. She was like, you have no charisma. You are the man I want.
Your face does not move. You either love me or despise me, and
I don't know.
I'll get up on that fire truck with you.
What about the scene where he unintentionally scars his nephew?
Hasn't seen him for like years.
Yeah, that was
just freaks the kid out.
Talking about spinach or something.
Know. Yeah, and the kid like looks at him with such contempt. I've never
and fear.
More emotion than Billy.
Yes.
That kid's going places.
That kid's doing some. Well, actually, no. That kid, Beep Ioma.
Good old
has
Beep.
Only done two movies.
What's the second one?
Hang on, sorry. Why are you censoring his first name?
Beep Iams. No, yeah, it's yeah. just Beep.
Just say sorry, his name. Sorry, what do you? Why do you keep censoring it?
Say it.
Beep.
Could you spell it?
Oh no, because I can't do the beep. Oh fuck yeah. Well, fuck. Wait, I'm just trying to
my unintentionally funny
in case
moment.
just to be clear, in case I edit beeps in there, audience, his name is actually Beep.
Yeah, Beep. Yeah.
What? You saying it now?
Oh fuck it.
Jeez, you guys and your bits.
Now, my unintentionally funny moment was when Billy has to go meet Hannibal Lecter, Donald Sutherland, in the prison and lay out who is doing this arson attack. And there was a moment there where I think it was you, Zach, that was like, oh, so he is actually Hannibal Lecter. Because it sort of implied for a lot of the film.
I mean,
then you just right there, it's like, that's the exact same.
It's pretty crazy that he almost got out.
He was this close to getting paroled.
If only for...
If this movie is about anything, it's about not trusting the system.
Yeah, the system in this movie is flawed in so many ways.
But also, you can trust the union.
In that parole meeting, because De Niro stands up and the lady's like, hang on, you can't do that.
You're not allowed to be here. What are you doing?
Why is he in there?
Why is he there?
But then why do they allow him to do it?
He knows people don't change. Once a crook, always a crook.
Just show a burnt doll and get a man to giggle about burning the world.
It was like really, he lost all of his senses.
And apparently no one at that fucking parole board was aware that he had killed a child or like burnt
a
child.
No, I think they were just like, oh, he's clearly not remorseful.
He was lying.
He practically got hard as soon as he came out.
As soon as that burnt doll came out, it was like, oh guys, I need a moment. Leave me in the doll.
The rejection stamp has just got hard. Sad face.
Guess it's better than De Niro doing a strip tease and just showing him bits of his back. Just
oh my god, yeah.
Remember like, this one?
Remember this burn, Donald?
Call me your shadow. Oh, fuck. I was going to say, if there is a theme that also, like, don't trust the man, but also OH&S does not matter.
No.
There are almost no regulations for what they do in this movie. They get into the back of an ambulance as firefighters.
That,
although it does appear
fire department.
Yes, they have their own paramedics. That's what it seems to be. But I don't know. I don't know how it works in Chicago, but that seems impractical to me.
But we have that, but we also have the fireboat.
Yeah, the fireboat.
I want more of the fireboat.
I want more of the fireboat. I was like, that's cool.
Because
the water is right there.
Do they need to take the fireboat out or do they leave the fireboat on the water and when the fire goes off, they just teleport from the fire station to the fireboat?
Yeah.
No, it'll be a fire station on the water, you know? Oh, I just get the joke. That was good. I was too caught up in the sequel about the fireboat.
Oh, shit. Yeah, fuck.
It has an endless supply of water as well. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It just makes so much sense. I mean, it's filthy creek water, but...
It'll do the job.
I feel like this movie gets like a hard critical review.
Yep.
And I think it's because it did probably get put forward as like an Oscar-worthy movie, when it's not.
The dialogue is what probably lets the film down.
Yeah.
And the performance of Billy.
Yeah.
Those two things combined, yeah. I think, are holding it back a little bit.
Absolutely.
What dialogue are you referring to?
Come
are
on.
You referring to the use of fuck 21 times? In the one scene where a whole room of firefighters say the word together?
That's about it, yeah.
It's on the parents' guide.
The
parents' guide needs to be a feature.
Okay, we're going to play a little game, guys.
Don't suggest any more features to Binge because they can't sort out their sound or subtitles. Imagine being able to put the parent feature up.
We've taken away the rewind function and replaced it with a parent feature, parent guide feature.
Although, when you watch something on Prime and you pause it, like their little like actor profile-y things can come up and
the
stuff.
The X-ray.
Yeah, well, yeah, it could be like, oh, the parent's guide. Like, we do have the technology.
Binge doesn't.
No, Binge doesn't.
Well, no, yeah, that's the problem with 16 streaming services. Because they all fucking copyright all those little changes. So none of the others can use them and integrate them. So fucking dumb.
It makes sense that Binge is just as shit as KO, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, totally.
Because they're not there to make it a good user experience. They're there to make money.
Money.
Yeah.
And anyway, we're going to play a little game now.
What's the game?
I'm excited for this game.
Instead of Billy Baldwin, could have played that role.
Mm-hmm.
Was up for that role at
who
the time.
Who could have, or who was up for it?
Who was up for the role?
What was it? 1991.
Yeah. So 1991.
Emilio Estevez.
Ooh, good choice.
Emilio
Estevez
would have been such a better pick.
Keanu Reeves.
That's a good pick. It's pre-speed. You know, it's a good pick.
Yeah, he really fell off the cliff when he started doing speed.
Pre-Matrix, pre-speed. Zachy boy, give me one of the 90s, you know.
Heartthrobs.
Hitmen.
Fuck. I'm going to say Charlie Sheen.
In the 90s, just they're in the family.
That means you could have replaced both the brothers. They could have been the brothers.
God damn it, I'm a firefighter.
That would have been a wild movie.
That would have been insanely good. Dude, when are we going to watch Young Guns?
It's on the list.
So Keanu was up for the role. Well done, Jake. Oh, yeah. You get all the points.
Good point.
Robert Downey Jr. was up for the role.
RDJ.
In a baby face.
He would have actually been really
been
good.
On speed.
He would have.
The 90s was a rough time for him.
And another actor was cast in this film and then had to drop out because they were in another film and Billy got it instead. Brad Pitt was cast in this film and then had to drop out of this to do Thelma and Louise.
Well, Brad Pitt did a bunch of shit movies in the 90s.
How did Thelma and Louise do compared to this at the box office?
Thelma was much bigger.
Yeah. Really?
Not Louise, though.
Although this is the highest grossing film about firefighters. Ever. So, you know, it's got that going for it.
Is Thelma the highest grossing movie?
About Thelmas?
Yes, yes.
Not Louise's, though.
That indie Scandi drama I watched called Thelma. Didn't make a lot of money.
Is that an actual movie or did you make that up?
It is. I watched it recently.
Do you want to
that was a fun game.
Thank you.
Is there a round two with Kurt Russell?
Possibly.
He was originally cast to play their dad until Kurt Russell took both roles.
Tom Cruise.
Bruce Willis.
Oh, Bruce Willis is a good one.
Bruce fit into Willis. This movie really well.
The only
right? He would have fit right in with this movie.
If he was
fucking, off doing Armageddon or something.
Yeah. Oh, fucking Armageddon. Oh my God.
I was going to bring that as well.
That does have the beautiful piece of music in cinema history. Liv Tyler making out with Ben Affleck to her dad's singing Don't Want to Miss a Thing. Anyway.
Well, he didn't.
Is that also in some sort of vehicle or shed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's in the drill.
I've got a theme of my movies. Don't
I? Did she get
shed movies?
Did she get drilled in the drill?
Yeah. only Dennis Quaid was up.
God, that would have been a bad pick.
Mm.
Dennis Quaid.
And here it also says Val Kilmer, Tom Cruise, and Johnny Depp.
I still...
All turned Val down the
Johnny
role.
Depp? What?
All turned down the role.
This movie
Billy.
Was missing Val Kilmer.
Jesus Christ. They tried to make this movie so hard. Holy fuck.
How do you end up with Billy after all that?
clearly someone read the script and was like, this is shit. I'm not tying my name to this. But they got De Niro. Like, did they get De Niro? Did they have him under contract? How did they get to, oh, I suppose that he did pretty good, didn't he?
And if you hand De Niro that script of his character, you go, I think this is all right.
Yeah, 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 that's fair.
Like,
yeah.
He was pretty good, you know.
Going back to the jelly.
Yeah. Yeah, go on.
Thank God. I'm glad someone brought it back.
Yeah, is it?
Or jam.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you reckon De Niro, if that house had burnt down, could pull out his little flick knife
and taste
scrape
the jam?
Some residue and go,
yeah,
jam.
He'd be like, it's a jam pan.
Yeah. Jam pan.
I ain't seen this since 65. Yeah. Killer was using the fire, using jam to light fires.
It's actually plausible.
What? Jam's not light. What?
You ever bitten into a hot jam donut? That shit'd cause a backdraft any day.
That's exactly what happens. It backdrafts out into your back of your mouth.
You bite in and it boom.
The last scene being in a jam, in like a big donut factory, and there's a big vat of like
that's
boiling
what the vats
hot
were.
Jam.
They
like,
were just jam.
They're like, we gotta make sure the jam doesn't explode, otherwise the entire block is gonna be drowned.
It's a chemical fire. What chemical? Jam.
Oh dear God.
You just have the shot of the guy like getting washed with a wave of jam and it's just humming like fucking like jellified jam.
No, I think the jam would burn his skin off. Oh, you just see the skeleton. So cool.
Maybe that's why he was pushing them all off in the ambulance, because he hadn't been cut open. It was just a blob of jam that had fallen from the ceiling.
He's like, it's fine, it's fine.
It's toxic to him. That's why his son was handling it, because he's like, I got an allergy to jam. I better let the son handle this.
It's just so much jam in the pan.
It's a lot of jam, fuck. I do want to talk about how good I think at least this movie is at setting up red herrings.
Yeah.
Because as the audience, I think you're aware from the first death, you're like, yeah, there's something sus going on. And then that's when De Niro rocks up and you're like, oh, he's a bit weird. He's just turned up and he's doing some suspicious
it's
things.
It's also De Niro. Yeah. Like, you know, you go, you're like, what the fuck is he doing in this film?
And he goes away for a considerable period of time until he comes back. Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, where the fuck is Donald Sutherland? He's in it for like 6 minutes.
A good 6 minutes, though. Mm. Yeah, fuck. I will say this about the movie. I do feel like it's long, but it does feel like every scene serves a purpose. It's either a story purpose or
I didn't feel like
purpose.
I dragged at any point.
No. Yeah, it's good pacing.
Even the montage was like...
The montage made sense and the montage resulted in
I was getting ready to talk about the montage.
All like the heads, like water over the heads and everything, like the
flicking your hair or what?
Yeah.
The chickens.
The chickens.
How is that?
As I said, when we were watching
America
it, I said
changed.
Someone storyboarded a montage scene.
Yep.
Which is fine. It's, you know, early 90s. Moving on from that, nice power ballad. We're learning how to go. Someone's gone, there's going to be a scene and they're catching chickens.
I love the idea that, like, maybe they're like, I'm just going to put it in. It's going to be a fun prank. And they got to film it. It's like, they fucking filmed it. What?
It's just a truck rollover with a whole lot of chickens running around.
There's got to be, like, a reason that happens. It has to be, like, on set. They turn up and someone, like, one of the producers walks up to Ron Howard and they go, we've got like 500 chickens.
We've got all these
we
chickens.
We need you to use them so we can write them off. Otherwise, we're fucked.
Guys.
He's like, I don't want to fucking put them in a montage.
I love that answer. Maybe like, just like the writers are like, oh, we should do the classic like cat up a tree. And then one of them turns and is like, I've got a better idea. Overturned truck.
1991, where it's time to reinvent the wheel.
And
it's really caught on since then.
Why did the firefighters turn up to that?
Because they have a ladder.
Probably more the truck and the chickens are secondary.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the cat and the tree.
Yeah.
Because they just get caught. The police, it's kind of like the thing where the police like, this is beneath us.
The
you
police
know?
Turn up in one scene and it's at the start when the firefighters are getting rowdy and drunk in the street.
Yep.
And they are not there
yeah,
for
not
anything
there.
Else. Yeah. For like known arson murders.
Four people have died.
Yes. Yep. Yes. The police get involved.
But it's just De Niro and the firefighter who his brother said, you shouldn't be here anymore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so fucking good. And the alderman who's putting pressure on them to figure it out. Oh, fuck. See, good bones, I think, are in this movie. Mm. Good bones. Just like the skin's falling off.
Literally.
Yeah. Just a little bit crispy on the outside.
Some of the dialogue did remind me of that Simpsons, you know, damn it, McGonagall. there was just a little bit of some of that dialogue in this film.
Fuck yeah.
Mendoza.
Yeah.
Like, Mendoza. You know,
this movie is like super, would be like super good for parody if it was more popular. Because I was just thinking like every scene with Kurt Russell and Billy Baldwin would be really funny if Kurt Russell just punched him in the face every time.
He does punch a lot.
He just like wept.
Good puncher.
Yeah,
both the punches were great punch.
Oh my god,
great punches.
Yeah. It's good to see an actor throw their whole body weight into it. Mm. It's like, I don't think Bruce Willis can act particularly well, but he knows how to like look like he's fighting someone.
Yeah, I think he probably just does. Poor stunt performance.
Yeah, can you tell Bruce to start beating our guys up? We've had to take like 30 takes. He sent like 3 people to the hospital.
Has Bruce ever gotten a stunt person credit?
I don't know.
Like this one?
I don't know.
I feel like he definitely did stunts for the first Die Hard. I don't know about the rest of them, but I
he like did actually jump off the Nakatomi Plaza.
Yeah, like I think he really did.
Did he? Did he?
That shot of him jumping in front of the explosion, that's him. That's not a stunt guy.
He's jumping off Nakatomi Plaza.
No, not the actual plot.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't exist, Alex. Stop lying.
The Fox Studios building, which it stood in for Nakatomi.
But I thought.
Do you think the Fox Studios building has that vault underneath?
Yep.
Do you think that's they've got a couple $100 million in bearer bonds?
No, nah, it's just where they're keeping fucking Deadpool 3. Sorry, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah. God, that movie is going to be interesting. Jake, is there anything else you'd like to say about Backdraft? Honestly, fucking great. Great Sunday afternoon watch.
Mm.
Do you think enough people got backdrafted in this movie?
Like, it's pretty. It's a pretty good number.
It's a decent number of people die in this movie.
And yes,
for the premise of the movie and the title, I think they spread it out well enough. Mm. And it's not until like early on you're going, so what's a backdraft? I'm like, I'm pretty sure they speak about it.
Yeah, they'd have to. Yeah. I think that it's present in the movie for like quite a long period of time. And you're like, and then they kind of get to it. You're like, but like it's always there. It's present.
And I think we joked about it, but the fire, they really try and make a character. That was also one of the comical things is like, it's in the walls.
Yeah, it's always
and then
like, moving.
They're moving around the walls and the fire looks great.
Even that shot where it's like the POV of a fire. It's like in a monster movie that you're the POV of the monster attacking someone. Like it kind of gives it that.
It gangs up on the group.
Yeah.
Like undermine.
Well, I just read they put a cameraman in a fireproof suit and just had him walk in fire.
Damn.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
To give you that, like you're in the fire. Yeah.
See, they don't do that.
I was
going to
say, this is probably the big triumph of Backdraft. And I think maybe the reason why it's worth watching again, because like it really is an impressive set that they've built for all these explosions. And all the explosions look fucking sick.
And it's not CG. No. Like this is all done practically.
There are some like on-screen effects, they're in amongst actual flames.
Mm.
And like all the different buildings that just like they turn into char and they seem like they really did just burn fucking buildings down. Fucking awesome. Sick. I love to see more of that shit. And I hope it comes back. I hope it comes back more. Because
Mission Impossible is bringing it back. That guy did, the cameraman did have to jump out of that plane backwards holding the camera.
Damn.
In the Fallout, not the most recent one, the one before. Yep. And then Tom jumps out of the plane.
Nice. And James Bond's still, like their whole thing is doing practical effects. Yeah. So.
I think some of those like legacy, like, huge
franchises
understand and like they have the money to take care of themselves more, so they are more willing to do the practical stuff.
And in Tom Cruise's thing, he's also producer, so it's like, I don't like that safety guy. I'll get a new safety guy.
Dude is crazy, but dude understands how to make a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like if Top Gun teaches you anything, it's he knows how to make a movie.
Yeah, and that new mummy.
I couldn't get away from that one, Tom.
Why'd you bring me back to life, Nick?
That's my favorite line from the whole movie.
Does anyone else been watching anything they want to talk about?
Well,
Jake,
I think you want to talk about something that you watched recently, Jake.
What are you keeping up?
Oh, that was a whole thing.
Did you watch it recently?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we went into it knowing nothing.
Yeah. Mm.
I had heard that was in it. And I'm like, yeah, I like that song. That was a boppy song. It was on hits of summer. What it was? So Fresh something?
Yeah, 2001.
Thank you. And we put it on and knew nothing about it. Mm-hmm. And I got 20 minutes in and I'm like, do we want to keep watching this? Because it looked like an artsy going to college, the like
rom-com
odd guy this is a bit. Mm. I don't know if I'm going to get into this. 20 minutes later, I'm like, I don't know what I'm watching anymore. And I messaged Morgan and Alex, and I'm like,
keep going. You're not even there yet.
I think one of my messages to Nosh was, I don't know what genre this movie is.
Which is great, because I get the sense that, yeah, disturbing movie, but it's good. It's worth watching.
The parents' guides are laugh riot.
Oh my god!
Really?
Please tell me they describe guzzles come out of bathtub.
Well, I was going to say I can't watch my cat lick milk out of his bowl anymore.
Oh, yeah. How does your cat drink milk out the bowl?
With his tongue.
Oh, he doesn't slurp it up. Oh, damn that movie, man.
Yeah, so we watched that.
Yeah. Mm.
And I think we were like 6 weeks after everybody else watched it.
That's
right.
That's fair.
It was what?
weren't prepared for that amount of dirt fucking, were you?
Nah. Yeah.
That scene is so long.
I don't think Barry Keoghan's ever going to like get away from the fact that he decided to do that.
That was improv'd.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
And then apparently like, the whole kissing the mother at the end when she's on her deathbed as well. Apparently a lot of that was improv'd as well.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's a creepy scene too.
Richard E. Grant's
great. I just don't know. I still don't know where that movie was going.
Like, you still don't. You've seen it.
Yeah. It is like hardcore artsy movie. Yeah.
Mm.
Fuck.
Yeah, I probably got it in one in the first 20 minutes, but that's just not where I thought.
It's a very artsy movie that hit the commercial. Like, everyone went and saw it. Because of, like, I guess, you know, Jacob Elordi and Barry. People fucking love Jacob.
I think people probably got a huge, like, pleasure out of seeing rich people suffer.
Yeah,
I think
that
probably is the thing that struck really hard.
But it was marketed as just sort of like pulpy.
Yeah, it was definitely marketed different,
like,
to
gay thriller type.
It was marketed like that, and then it came out, and then the social media marketing was
kicked it
this
up.
Movie's fucking creepy.
Yeah.
You need to watch this because it's got a scene that no one you've not seen in any other movie.
And they just ignore the fact that, well, he ends up killing the guy, but like, they go visit his parents. That whole thing is just like, oh, okay, he's got parents.
What the fuck happens to his parents? Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we're back at Saltburn.
Yeah. Oh. Creepy.
Mm.
So, dear listener, if you do need a bit of a laugh, go look at the parents' guide for Saltburn. It's a time.
Have you seen anything else lately, Joe? Anything that perhaps didn't leave a bitter taste in your mouth or your bath?
Or scarred? Oh, salty, Zach, not bitter.
I finally watched the next Spider-Man animated one.
Oh, across the...
Yeah, I've not seen that.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Great.
So good.
Okay.
Cool.
Fuck yep.
I that was great. I should do a rewatch, actually.
Yeah, I saw mine.
Yeah, the animation in that is
gorgeous.
Awesome.
Stunning. Yeah. It's beautiful. Yep.
The sort of watercolor-y effect there as well. And
then they go, like, there's the whole black and white one, like one of the earlier fight scenes.
The
whole Da Vinci-esque.
Yeah, like, the Da Vinci stuff.
Yeah. None of it should blend.
No, but it does. Like, it works together.
Yeah. It's just the big disappointment at the end where you go, this is a part one. Why? I got... Because I pause it at one point and I'm like, oh, I've only got 25 minutes left, but I feel like it's getting to the big ending. Yeah. So, looking forward to that.
It's like,
that delayed.
Where the fuck is Nick Cage? Spider-Man Noir.
Yeah.
He'll be back.
Spider Noir.
Oh, cool.
Fuck. Yeah, I don't think we're... No.
Nah.
That's all we've been...
We've just been on the Taskmaster train.
Nice.
It's like
always a good train to be on.
I've been seeing a lot of from the latest season, and apparently it's kicking off.
Yeah, we've skipped to the latest season, and it's awesome. Mm. There's an Aussie.
The latest
on
one
it.
Got the Aussie.
The Aussie guy.
Sam Campbell. He's cooked, man.
He's insane.
Yes.
He's, yep. I don't know what he's from. I've actually seen him.
I used to get him on TikTok all the time.
I think he's just stand-up.
And just weird stand-up. Or like, like snippets of his sets at like Lido and all that stuff.
Perfect pick. For a Taskmaster.
He's just...
You wouldn't be able to predict what he's going to do
in a given situation. Ideal.
The most recent one, he walked into... Well, they're talking about the challenge beforehand. He's like, not your best effort. You know. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, you got good tasks and this one was crap. And they're like, all right, we'll watch Sam Campbell's attempt. Great.
Oh, fucking A. Oh, Alex.
Alex.
What's going on?
Well, since we last met, boys, I have seen The Iron Claw. And you cried.
Oh, yeah.
And it ruined me. Like, I cried quite a bit at the end of that film.
That's right, Alex. We can be your brothers.
Fucking hell. Yeah, that was something else. It was just got bleaker and bleaker and bleaker until it made me cry. I would recommend.
Yeah, the further away I get from it as well, Zac Efron's so good in that movie.
Oh, and he's, like, you know, that's all him too. That's
the nails physical, that role. Oh, yeah. Fucking damn, what a good movie. Holy shit.
So good.
So that was really good. And then The Marvels, I saw that. And that was a bit of a mixed bag.
It's not as bad as everyone said it was, but it's still not great.
But I think it's probably fair to dogpile on a Marvel movie being bad at this point.
Mm.
If Marvel putting out anything and it's not, like, perfect, it doesn't deserve,
I think,
any
it should have just, it didn't need a movie release. It was perfect straight to, should have been straight to Disney Plus. Yeah.
Yep.
They're not going to do that ever, but that they do have, it's like, that would have been a fine straight to Disney Plus movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They've been pumping out some dog
trash.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I really want to go back and watch, like, all the Marvel movies leading up to Infinity War and all that, but I just can't be fucked watching the shit ones. And I know there are a lot more shit ones than I used to think. There are far fewer good Marvel movies than I used to think.
There's maybe six.
Yeah.
Seven.
But at the time,
Civil
they were
War's still pretty good.
They were still something new. Exactly. And they were still something exciting, and they'd all have an action thing. And now we're 40-something movies down the line.
And it's been the same story.
I've seen this.
Yeah.
And there's also this element too where it's like one of my big problems with the Marvels is I did watch, I started Secret Invasion with Nick Fury. And then that's not at all mentioned in this film. And it's, he's getting to this point now where it's like things are not, it doesn't all,
it's not cohesive anymore.
It doesn't fit together.
There's too much going on.
There's too much.
They assumed that the momentum would still be there and they assumed it was going to keep going forever.
And it hasn't.
It just crashed. Yeah. It's just gone through its peak.
I will say, Deadpool 3 looks interesting.
It does.
Fantastic Four is a 60s period piece. Could be interesting. We'll see if they mix things up a bit. Yeah. But yeah, like those are the two where I'm like, oh, it looks like different. Mm. Like 60s period piece, fuck yeah. Deadpool actively look like it's going to be mocking Marvel, which I think
Deadpool
is going to be
gonna watch
funny.
Me and my partner, we watched Deadpool 1 and 2 recently.
Oh, yeah.
And they're fucking good. The first one is certainly like a better movie. The second one is a lot funnier, but a worse movie. Like I definitely laughed out loud on the second one and I didn't so much in the first one. But Ryan Reynolds is just fantastic. Like really, really fantastic. So I'm very keen to watch a third Deadpool movie.
I'm interested to see what Hugh Jackman does with Wolverine.
Because he's
clearly not going to be Logan.
No, not at all. No.
And there's a chance that he goes wild as well.
Yeah.
Just put him in a room with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, there's still rumors that also like one of the shots is like
Daniel Radcliffe
is Wolverine as well. I reckon we're going to get some variants in there as well.
Do you think Daniel Radcliffe, like, would... And Daniel Radcliffe said he'd be keen to do it. Like, what's
the Daniel Radcliffe's just doing anything at this point?
Like, that's my, like,
and he got jacked, so he's got the. And then there's also like Lady Pool stuff as well. Like, there's a lot of. I reckon
there's a lot of rumors in this film.
But I love they already have that. They have like a pyro callback in there, which is great. Like, sick. Nice little Easter egg for anyone who likes X-Men 2. It's
who doesn't like X-Men 2?
Yeah, and it's like I love that's like an actor getting their dues like so long after. Like, it's like it's great. It's good fun.
What do you mean getting a due? He was in X-Men 3.
The Last Stand.
Who doesn't love X-Men 3?
Exactly.
I was flicking through my DVDs trying to find a movie to watch, and I had all the X-Men sitting there. I'm like,
The Last Stand would have been so fucking funny to watch, because god damn is that movie bullshit.
Have you gone back and watched any of those X-Men?
I've watched the
two's
first
pretty
one's
good,
really
I think.
Two's good.
Second one's a good movie. And the third one is a pile of dog shit. Yeah.
And then First Class is good.
First Class is great.
Days of Future Past is probably the high watermark.
I really like Days of Future Past. I think I oversaturated when I first came out and I'm a bit over it now.
Only got to watch the road cut. Don't watch any other cut of the film. Doesn't make sense otherwise.
Origins Wolverine.
Of course, X-Men Apocalypse is pretty fucking excellent.
Logan.
No, it's not. Logan is probably the best. My favorite anyway, for me. Yeah.
Did you say Origins Wolverine?
Yeah. And
The Wolverine is good.
Wasn't there a Dark Phoenix one in there or something?
Yeah,
that was one that no one saw, no one watched.
That was after Apocalypse and everyone was like, that's not good anymore. Yeah. And no one saw Dark Phoenix.
I've seen Oscar Isaacs in blue. I'm good.
I want to talk to Zach about something because we... So I think we haven't talked about it, but we saw Dry 2, Force of Nature.
Yeah.
But I know since then Zach has seen Dry 1, which is like very different movie, but very visually nice and fun. I don't know.
Yeah, 100%. Jake, if you've not watched The Dry or The Dry 2, Dry is very good.
The Dry is good.
Certainly,
Dry 2 is fine.
It's disappointing.
It's fine. I enjoy it. You've really come down hard on it. I feel like you're the time.
Yeah, I don't watch Dry 2 first. It definitely feels like a different style. They try a lot of different things, and I'm kind of happy that they tried a lot of different things. But the Dry 1 I'd watch again.
It's way more full on, right?
Yeah.
Like the stakes are like, oh, fuck.
Holy shit, yeah. Oh, my God. And like, there's a timer on the second one, and that doesn't exist in the first one, and it's still way more tense than the first one. Holy shit, yeah. But fucking good. Thank you very much for continuously pushing the Dry, Alex. I appreciate that.
It's only taken 3 years. It's like, I love the Dry. It's one of my favorite Australian films of all time.
Oh, man, and it goes up as like a real classic detective story.
Mm. The only other thing I wanted to shout out, May December. I saw May December.
Heavy stuff.
Heavy. I was told it was a black comedy. I laughed once in the opening five minutes.
I was depressed
for the rest of the friggin' film.
The guy's performance, though, is so good. Charles the guy Melton, who was from like, Riverdale.
Yeah. I kept watching it from his perspective, and I don't think the film wanted me to. I think the film wanted me to sort of like Natalie. And,
what did you think of the ending with Natalie on like set?
Yeah, well, that was problematic for me. but it was depressing as all fuck. Everything that he was robbed and...
Yeah.
Yes. Pretty sad. So
pretty fucked up. Based on true story.
Yep. Pretty fucked up.
God, cinema these days is depressing.
A lot of the Oscar-nominated films are depressing.
Yeah. Where's our backdraft? I want to watch a movie where six people die and it's all tragic, but at the end it's real hopeful.
That Hans Zimmer score going at the end.
Oh my God, yeah. We didn't even talk about Hans Zimmer, who, like, there were like two moments where I'm like, oh, that's good music. And then everything else, I'm like, that's just mostly Ron Howard, surely.
And fire. And 21 firemen in a room saying fuck at the same time. Do we throw a special mention out to Fire, Ice and Dynamite?
Yeah,
it's going on the list. Pretty good. I've seen it.
It's better than Pearl Harbor.
It was pretty fun. I enjoyed the start. The stakes were good. Oh, fuck. You got anything you want to shout out, Zach? Anything you've been watching?
True Detective Season 4 continues to be a pile of shit, as I called from the start.
We're watching Season 1 and it's trash. Really good.
Season 1 is so far... Oh, no, Season 3 is pretty good, but I was going to say Season 1 is the only one
season
worth
the best.
Watching.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Season 1 of True Detective is so good. Anyway, yeah. I'm glad you're watching it.
Yeah, because I think I'd watched like the first episode and never got into it, but Alana's never seen it. I'm like, it's good. Mm. We just got up to the episode with like the bikey where they're dressed as police and stuff. I'm like, fuck, this is so far removed from what I thought this was going to be at the start.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
But yeah, that's good. Anything else?
No.
I've got a couple of things. I saw American Fiction, which is really good.
I want to see that.
Kind of
so
funny.
Badly.
Jeffrey Wright's amazing. Love him. Very interesting.
He's amazing in everything he does.
Yeah. Mm. So that was really good. Definitely recommend seeing that. Anyone but you.
You've seen it?
Yeah, it's a dumb fun time. It's I think, and it's like, they didn't market it, but it's a retelling of a Shakespeare, like Twelfth Night, or one of them. And it's like, if you go in that approach, it's like, it's a dumb fun Shakespeare. It's good fun. Yeah, it's...
10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah, it's good. It's, I don't know if it's as bad as everyone said it is, or as good as some people say it is. It's perfectly fine. It's a bit of fun. Also, the fact that it's in Australia is wild.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird. But there's like one character who's, there's always like one character who's like just steals the show as like a dumb friend. And they're always a good fun to watch. Oh, yeah. Speaking of depressing movies, watch All of Us Strangers. Which is...
I thought it was beautiful.
It's beautiful. I don't know. I thought it was...
I cried in that too.
Yeah, it's sad and depressing, but I think there is a hope there, but it is kind of sad.
That's really made sad, Paul Mescal's career, hasn't it?
Like no.
It was...
Oh, I don't know. He's
the
definitely
TV show he did.
Now.
After Sun as well.
After Sun, Normal People, then this. It's
He's been around for ages now.
Now he's going to be the Gladiator 2, the lead in Gladiator 2. It's like, you know...
Wait, sorry. As in sequel to...
Yes.
Gladiator. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Ridley Scott's making Gladiator 2 with Paul Mescal in the lead.
I can't wait to find out that the aliens were invented in the arena.
Saw the Color Purple remake. It's not as good as the original, but it's fine. Saw The Beekeeper, which is, Jake's probably one for you. You don't know? It's the new Jason Statham movie. Have you seen it?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay. When there's something wrong with a hive.
Not enough bee puns for me. I would have liked more bee puns, but it's good, dumb fun.
Oh yeah.
It's got that weird David Ayer, like, bit of neon and stuff. Like, he likes his, like, it's interesting. But, you know, you get what you pay for. It's Jason Statham revenge John Wick flick, you know? Like,
you know what you're walking into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what you're going to get. And honestly, that's why the other thing I'm disappointed is, like, I was expecting more B-puns. And I would have liked...
Well, the trailer's full of them. You know,
yeah, that's the thing is, like, I was like, oh, yeah, there's going to be more. It's kind of like all the ones are in the trailer. Mm. There's, like, maybe a couple here and
would
there.
Would we actually have John Wick without fucking Jason Statham? Like, maybe. I feel like all that, like, swift action karate shit has probably come from his movies as a starting base, no?
Well, the Transporter.
Transporter,
Transporter's the fucking Crank shit.
Was born before War? Transporter?
Nah, probably around the same time, I'm thinking.
Yeah, early 2000s.
Born's pretty early, though.
Or was Born's 90s.
A bit later. No, yeah, Born might be the kickoff. Mm. Yeah.
Those are... we rewatched them.
They're good. They're fine.
They hold up.
Yeah. With no Born,
until you do the later ones.
The legacy one.
Yeah.
With Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
And then just Jason Bourne.
Just Bourne.
Which I only watched once, but I don't remember hating it. It was fun. Yeah. It's Society of the Snow is probably the only other one. That one's fucking harrowing.
Mm. Another depressing Oscar bait film.
Yeah. Really good, though.
We're so sad these days, aren't we? Like human beings.
Worth watching and being like, I probably would have died in this situation, but...
Morgan?
No? Yeah?
It was tasty, wasn't it? It's a cannibalism film.
You're talking about Saltburn again? Or?
No.
it's got cannibalism in it. So. Yes.
That was a cannibalism joke, guys. Thank you for your laughter.
Mm. It's about a plane, a rugby that crashes in Alex, the Andes, and it's a rugby team and they eat each other.
Alex, you keep pushing cannibalism jokes, and I get the sense that it's because you want us to try it.
And look, just tell me how it is.
I finished a rewatch of Daredevil, which I really enjoyed, and now I'm on to Punisher because I never finished Punisher.
Dude, Punisher is fucking good.
Fucking
awesome.
It's so good. Even like the soundtrack, I'm like, it's this nice like American like mm-hmm. country twang, mm-hmm. and I'm really enjoying it. I'm like, why did I not get into this when it first came out? I don't know.
Punisher and The Last of Us mash up together really well.
Yeah. The same that same style. Mm-hmm. And then we binged the new Mr. and Mrs. Smith the other weekend.
Yes.
It's fine. It's kind of like a tamed down version of Killing Eve, maybe.
Mm.
It's
Killing Eve, Morgan and Alex's favorite show.
I liked it until I didn't.
It had its moment. It really had its moment where we were rinsing it, and then it kind of was like, you've overstayed your welcome.
Yep. Time to go.
Yeah.
There's the door.
Similar to Line of Duty. I just had a point where I'm like, you've overstayed your welcome. But that's because there was so much of it and we were rinsing it so hard and we were like, I need a break. There's too much corruption. There's too many H's.
That was the whole thing, yeah? Each season was a different H.
Now, listen, guys, that show's perfect. I will not hear about
it. And I started watching Scavenger's Reign, which is a Zach show through and through.
Scavenger's Reign is so good.
100%. Unfortunately, it's on binge.
it is unfortunately on binge. That's correct.
Which is, you know, just makes anything hard to watch.
Scavenger's Reign is one I think you should watch. Yep. Jake, I think
I need a new show.
If you like weird animated shows.
Yeah.
I was watching the newest season of Rick and Morty and I stopped.
Yeah, it seems like everyone says it's no good.
Real disappointing. Yeah.
Died.
Unfortunately, when you take away
the creator.
Yes. Mm. Yes. I was gonna say domestic violence people, but I just think they should probably move on from that show, unfortunately.
Mm. Mm. Damn. Much like Solar Opposites as well.
Yeah. Oh, that was so disappointing. I was there for the... I was fine for the new voice, but it just wasn't as funny.
No.
Yeah. Fuck. Solar Opposites is good.
Well, thank you for coming today, Jake. We look forward to you joining us again in the future where we can actually watch
Pearl Harbor. When someone's not in a shitty mood.
I don't think it's
good luck when someone learns how to read their messages.
Yeah, Morgan.
We'll get you back. And unfortunately, these two are always back. So
yes.
We'll be back next time. And until then, every time you come up to a door, make sure you check for that old backdraft. Well, the thing is about a back, there's no heat because it's died down.
That's right.
It's all about the air. That's the smoke in the air.
When the door breathes.
Did you learn nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, we learned.
You can.
Zach's going to get backdrafted.
Win a Pulitzer Prize if you take a photo of a kid holding a helmet.
Would have been so much funnier if he picked it up, gave it to the kid. The kid's like crying. He's like, my dad's dead. He's like, can you hold
Zach,
that?
Just look at the camera. Just look at
the camera. It's actually like the first scene in the rehearsal, if anyone's watched that. Just saying. You should watch the rehearsal. That's a show we finished and it's fucked up and Zach would really like it. But not the rehearsal, the curse.
The curse. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Zach needs to watch
it. Yeah, I'll watch the curse.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Spiky Trap Radio production. For more Spiky Trap Radio content, please head to spikytrap.com.